It is only an unexpected place at unexpected moment may occur something we only believe in without reservations. And that is why theater, completely indifferent and neutralized by immemorial practices, is the least appropriate place for making drama come true. This is a quotation from Tadeusz Kantor. First of all, the following paper is an attempt at outlining an approach to the issues evoked in the title. The theaters and performances referred to throughout the text are intended to be the most distinct exemplification of the issues in question. In this respect, the paper presents an outline of the issues which will find their full presentation in the report. In his book, Places of the Performance, The Semiotics of Theater Architecture, Marvin Carlson notes that the whole theater, including the arrangement of its auditorium, its physical appearance, even its location within the city, are all very vital elements of the process through which spectators create meaning for their experiences. End of quote. The search for new spaces other than Baroque theater, which is the most frequently referred as traditional, was just intended to be search for the new meanings in the spectator's experience. In spite of the fact that, as the Bruckner Tajchakova wrote about an Italian Baroque stage, quote, the long-lasting which was ascribed to it bears witness to the grandiose role it played in its time, as well as to the exceptional and peculiar excellence and, as one would wish to say, in its completeness, which ensured its longevity, wide range of influence, and a peculiar place among many ways of arranging theater space, end of quote. The above-mentioned space, connected to a specific cultural and social values, was considered insufficient by a large group of artists since as early as the beginning of the 20th century. Since the causes of that insufficiency were referred by myself in the paper during our Prague conference, I'm not going to repeat them here. In this paper, I intend to refer to the two key notions, theater space and theater place, both which will order the analysis of the artistic work of the Polish experimental theater. As it was noticed by one of the representatives of humanistic geography, Yi Fu Tuan, in experience, the meaning of space often overlaps that of place. Because of the two notions are frequently treated interchangeably in reference to the theater. What I'm going to refer as a space in this paper is what we conventionally call the stage and auditorium arrangement, that is the mutual relation between the site of performance and these of observation, which is due to the fact together they indeed constitute theater space, which was earlier associated mainly with the stage. At the same time, what I'm going to refer to as a place is connected with putting that relation in the wider context of the environment, both physical and cultural. What stands behind the notion of a place, we both the exact location of the area in which the performance takes place, and the cultural meaning created through it. In this text, experimental theater functions as a kind of ideal type in Weberian sense. The text includes both Jerzy Grotowski Laboratory Theater, even though it was a professional state theater company, Tadeusz Kantor's Krikot 2, students group predominantly from the 1970s, independent theater originating in Poland since the late 1970s, Gardzienice Węgajty, as well as professional theaters which were originated after 1989 and which do not use the traditional theater building. Due to the treatment of experimental theater as an ideal type, I can afford to exclude these extremely different theaters on the basis of the features which distinguished them from the previously state-owned institutional theater, which worked within the specific space of theater building, which was neither the classical theater of an Italian type of a later variation of the Rof. This leaves outside the scope of my deliberations the artists and performances arranging the space of traditional theater in non-traditional manner. For example, performances by Konrad Swinarski in Stary Teatr in Krakow for Father's Eve on, or unrealized project for Hamlet, The Old Woman brought by Kazimierz Braun in the Juliusz Osterwa Theatre in Lublin, as well as For Father's Eve from 1978 and Plague from 1983 in the Contemporary Theatre in Wrocław. Experimental theatre, such experimental theatres of the second half of the 20th century were making an attempt to changing both the place, perceived as cultural context expressed in the physical location of the theatre, as well as that of the places of the performance and the theatre space. It has to be emphasized that changes in this field resulted from intellectual, aesthetic and ideological deliberations, as well as from external, historical and economic factors. In my analysis, I'm going to take into account all these factors because, in many cases, in spite of the similarities between places of the performance, the context created a completely different meaning. It is well illustrated by a quotation from Tadeusz Kantor's works, which clearly show the entanglement of creative attitude towards theatre plays and to the external factors which cause resignation from so-called traditional space. In the year of 1939, the war broke out. I cease to think about an apron stage and a normal theatre that remained at disposal and empty room. This obliged to a fundamental change in the concept of theatre, place and space. The project from that stage, they were not carried out yet, clearly indicate that change. There still remained the old and distinct division into the stage and the auditorium, with one part of the room designed for the stage, whereas the other for the audience. This is references to the Odysseus from 1933. The change considered in that there were no architectural elements to pinpoint the plot. Several decades later, this problem was dealt with in a similar manner by Lech Raczak, the director of the student at that time, Teatru Smego Dnia. Quote, classical theater was simply out of reach to us, so, needless to say, that problem did not concern us. We had access to the random halls at universities. It was up to us to fill those spaces with the required sense which were in need of. We had learned it through the possibilities created by acting techniques. Here you can see very different examples of students' cultural center. And another center, this is Pałacyk in Wrocław, the place where both Kantor and Grotowski and many students' theatre performed. The room looked exactly as it looks right now. This is the picture on your left. On your left, I'm not joking. In the above quoted passage, Kantor presented his ideas associated to practicing theatre in a private flat, and it is this kind of theatre that provokes a good example of how the same place, through a completely different context and a completely different utilization of it, creates completely different theatre meaning. I'm going to give examples from the history of Polish theatre, Miłon Wieroszewski, Teatr na Tarczyńskiej and Teatr Osobny, already mentioned today, realized in his flat in Dąbrowskiego Square in Warsaw, and Balladyna at 21 Szewska Street and Return of Odysseus at 6 Grabowskiego Street in Krakow in Tadeusz Kantor Wartime Theatre, and the plays performed by professional actors of drama repertoire theatres during the martial law period in the home theatre in Warsaw or in Scena 40 and 4 in Jelenia Góra or in the Andrzej Jawin Theatre in Poznań, just to mention a few. Although the places of the performance were the same, private apartments, they should be perceived as three phenomena which were different in terms of their meaning. Kantor, who put at stake both his own life and the life of the spectators, created an avant-garde theatre, an apartment, the only available space at that time was the place of artistic experiment, whereas the historical context made it dangerous activity on one hand, and a place where one could take temporary shelter with the art. What is worth emphasizing here is the fact that the underground theater was of experimental ones seeking new forms of expression. However, the self-imposing similarity to the home theater during martial law, which also took refuge at private homes, may be misleading. This kind of theater was not so much an artistic phenomenon as it was, according to one of the actors, Emilian Kaminski, quote, desperately needed emergency theater, end of quote. It was not, however, an attempt to an artistic experiment, which does not automatically mean it did not came with artistically valuable proposals. On the other hand, the home theaters of Miłosz and Białoszewski originated from the tradition of culture debating society, and they were a kind of avant-garde search within the domain of art practices by group of acquaintances. In this case, flats were not so much a type of shelter as they were an experiment with the very matter of the theater, a new kind of theater's place. For the sake of this text, I have selected only a few out of broad spectrum of phenomena. I have divided them according to the two following categories. Those in the case of which the problem of space become more vital, whereas the issue of a place is a matter of chance or availability, and those in the case of which this is the issue of place that comes in the foreground. The first group comprises theaters working on the changing the audience-actor relation and, consequently, the reformulating the spatial relation between the stage and the auditorium. The second includes those companies which, purposefully, in contrast to those who did it out of economic reason, selected for the theater specific places, particularly other than cities. If I may try to make this distinction, during the first years of the second half of 20th century, in the case of experimental theaters, the issue of place, except for Tadeusz Kantor's philosophical deliberations and a bit earlier Juliusz Osterwa's work, was not so vital. What was important was the issue of space, that is, on one hand, space as an element of the theater performance constructing the picture of the typical place, and on the other hand, space as one of the most crucial elements related to the change of spectator-actor relation. However, what was original in this case was not an intent to change the space, but an impulse on the part of metteur en scène. In 1955, Kantor wrote about his adaptation of The Circus by Mikulski, which was performed in Dom Plastyków Cafe in Łobzowa Street in Krakow. I quote, "The Krikot II theater changed the audience-stage relation with significantly conditions from the theater expression. The audience sitting at the cafe tables jazz dancing constituted a concrete reality in contrast to the passive neutral public sitting in the stiff seats row of the official academic and pompous theaters. This living reality was an extension of the street. It was connected to what was happening out in the street, and it was set to react and retort immediately. It created opinion while you waited. It detected. The means of expression had to be sharp, irritating, offensive, and protesting. Due to this, what was happening on the stage was perceived by a passive bourgeois audience as a complete disintegration, chaos, and mockery. The smashing of the old relation and the relating thereof created a new autonomous relation and led to immediate increase in the suggestive power of the theater." End of quote. Therefore, a problem of space cannot be looked upon as an issue abstracted from other elements of theater art or something isolated from the very defining what theater is. Experiments with space within the traditional theater building, particularly in the case of theater experiments, were a consequence of the search for another type of contact with the spectator and were also a result of signaling the spectator their involving role and place in the theater. As a result, spatial transformation required changes in the field of acting as well of that mise-en-scène, and thus concerning on the space problem cannot lead to missing from the site the purpose of these changes and what the results were for theatre as a field of art and for its place. What provides good material for the analysis of these issues is the laboratory theatre and the collaboration between director Jerzy Grotowski and Jerzy Górawski, an architect who was named theatre space doctor and who was the author of the notion theatre of space. Space transformation arose from Grotowski's deliberations on the very essence of theatre, which, according to him, came down to the actor-spectator's relation. The concept of the poor theatre assumed that a theatre performance may be reduced to its essence through negation, through dispensing with all the elements which are indispensable. According to Grotowski, it is possible to deprive theatre of all the elements which are traditionally associated with the performance and to reduce it to the already irreducible actor-spectator relation. Thus it can be said that in case of Grotowski, it was not so much experimenting with the space as it was the transformation of space which were unavoidable consequences of the work changing this basic, in his opinion, relation, thanks to which space becomes something which was being created over and over again and not something given in advance as it is in the case of stage box. In this case, space constituted the same element of theater art and mise-en-scène as any other element of the performance. Grotowski put it in the following way: to organize space in a different way for each play, to get rid of the concept that the stage and the auditorium are separated entities, and so as to make the actors an impulse which would throw the spectator into action. Górawski, from his vantage point, explained it in similar way. Theatre is an encounter, but to make the meeting successful, it needs to take place in a good site. That is why space within which theatre takes place is so important. The above-mentioned good place was characterized by Górawski, and you will hear it, I hope, in the film, so I will not quote it right now. I have dedicated so much time to the solution suggested by Górawski because it is that they determined the direction of search for spatial solutions applied in the student theater in the 70s. Grotowski's influence on this kind of theater cannot be overestimated. Similarly to Grotowski, Raczak derived changes in the theater space from theater's other elements. In our case, the process of arranging space began with focusing on the actor as well as with imagining actor's future contact with the spectator. This is well known that the contact has to occur in some place. To be able to do it, the actor has to assume a place in which the action takes place. As I have already mentioned, in that case, the plays were a matter of chance or availability. For his theater, Grotowski at first adapted former hall of Artists Association Café in Opole, and after that, halls which had earlier belonged to the Polish Writers' Union in Wrocław. Thus, there were originally untheatrical rooms. For example, 30 centimeters high stage in Opole was a reminder of buffet bays, which were turned into theatrical plays only by the intervention of the architect and the activities of the metteur en scène. Even through in his statement, Górawski associated himself, dissociated himself from the functionalism of the theater search from the great avant-garde period, On assuming the construction of separate space architecture for each performance, he in fact co-created the most functional theater space, an empty one. Because it was an empty space, that is, so-called flexible space theater, the Black Box became the best performing place for theater, which every time created its own space from scratch. The flexible space for performances also allowed, or perhaps doomed, to stage them in any untheatrical places, provided they were big enough and empty. Needless to say, in the first place, it concerned students' theater, which had at their disposal students' clubs, halls, gyms, and others sufficiently big facilities. Let me underline it once again. Theater space was an object of endeavor. The place was important as long as it constituted home for the theater. Even in a case it was not possible to make a performance in it, as it was in the case of Tadeusz Kantor Krikoteka. The importance of theater plays become clearly visible in experiments which, on the Polish ground, were initiated by Włodzimierz Staniewski and his Center for Theater Practices Gardzinic. Another kind of this vital place was the coming out of theaters into streets. However, this phenomenon is outside of scope of interest in our project. In this program, in his program text, Staniewski explained it in the following way: the abandonment of not only the traditional theater building, but also of the theater environment, which was considered natural, that is, the city. In our, I quote, in our experience, the new natural environment for the theater means the abandonment of the city, not only the abandonment of theater building, but also that of the city street. Going out into a place unknown to the theater, or into a place that has been abandoned by it. By place, I mean an area. And all over that area, the values of its land as well and those of its sky. Giving to the theater the name of the village in which it has settled has a very very clear sign for the significance of that specific place for the theater. It was similar with the out of Olsztyn Węgajty theater of Wacław Sobaszek, or the railway station Szamocin of Luba Zarembińska, in which of these cases the place was important as a cultural context and it created the meaning of the theater. The place was to create a context for the meaning of the spectators and actors outside the conventions of theater work reception. Interestingly, it was particularly visible in the case of Gardzienice and the railway station Szamocin. A specific space was perceived through its cultural connotations. This is how Staniewski recalled his contact with the space of the village. I quote, "For the first time, I went to Gardzienice with my colleague by motorbike. Nearby the village shop, on the bend, there was such a sandy patch. I fell off. The peasant who was drinking beer began to laugh. They were laughing like Zaporozhians from the painting of Riepin. The manor complex, administered by the People's University, evoked associations with La Rue Photographe and romantic half-ruined 19th century palaces. The place of the village the place of the village is, in a sense, mythical one, as it was in the case of Western marches of the once multicultural Szamocin, the birthplace of Ernst Stoller, in the way it was received in Zarembińska performances. Interestingly, in this case, mythologization occurs through the contact with a place that is more real than a theater hall, that is, the space designed to create illusions. Throughout its development, experimental theater has not developed, at least so far, its own place type, a building, like it was in the case of traditional theater. At present, experimental theaters usually occupy abandoned spaces, which are the most often deprived of their original function due to economic reasons. A very clear example of this may be two Warsaw theater places, the Central Artistic Pool in a closed swimming pool, or the Wytwórnia Theater in vodka distillery facilities, or the above-mentioned railway station Szamocin in a railway station building by a closed railway line. These places are often converted in a way allowing they to obtain a variable space which can be freely arranged for the needs of particular performances. In the introduction to his book, Marvin Carlson refers to Martin's cramp and meaning in the urban environment, in which the former notice about the urban landscape changing depending on how urban ideologies evolved. Industrial buildings or railway stations supplanted triumphal arches of palaces, which signaled not only architectural changes but also changes in the whole social organization. Carlson remarked that Krampek took no heed of the fact that theater buildings have never been supplanted from the urban landscape, but changed, adjusting to the new organization. Thanks to that, keeping trace of how theater buildings transform may provide good material for tracking changes in the meaning of the urban text. However, shifts on such lists provide a clear evidence that the public notion about what constitutes the city evolves, and that the stability of the theater as its element does not mean that the urban role is stable, but on the contrary, that theater was able to adjust to the multiplicity of urban functions, whereas the city around it was changing. The present occupation of abandoned places by theater might be a testimony to the adjustment of the later changing function of the city, and it can be also interpreted as a theater attempt at looking for its own place in the changing cultural situation. Thank you very much.